Patient's name is Amanda Cherry, first name A-M-A-N-D-A, last name C-H-E-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 9/2/1983. Date of service is 5/12/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 38-year-old female presents to the clinic to get a refill of her medications. She also states she wants to get a medication for pain in her back. She's been having some back pain for the past 3 months. She also wants to get a urine pregnancy test and also a blood pregnancy test. She states she did have a tubal ligation 18 years ago, but was informed approximately 1 year ago that her clips did come off, and her OBGYN said that she was 10 weeks pregnant approximately a year ago, and she did have a miscarriage, so it is a possibility that she can get pregnant again. Allergies to codeine, cats and seafood, current medication. List was discussed with patients, placed in chart, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GERD, migraines, opioid dependence, anxiety, fibromyalgia, and back pain. Surgical history, tubal ligation, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy. Social history, denies drugs, UTOH, admits to smoking, ROS, DHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 134 over 91, heart rate 86, respiratory 16, temp 98.4, O2 100, and she weighs 265. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age. Morbid, obese, very foul odor. H-E-E-N-T, her mucous membranes are moist, her pupils are pearl, neck, negative ABD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even, unlabored, clear to auscultation, bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sound signs, 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesion, back. She does have pain with range of motion or bending movement. Assessment and plan number 1, possible pregnancy number 2, acute back pain. Patient will be given a shot of Decadron Toradol in the office. She did leave a urine to check for an office HCG pregnancy. That did come back negative, so we will send an HCG qualitative serum out to see if that does come back positive. We'll refill her prescription of Crestor and Tramadol and Fiorset today, and then we'll see her next month for her additional refills. If patient has any worsening of condition, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.